my format, because it's all about the highlights for 2023.
Yes, and lessons we've learned.
Yes, which I think are going to be probably very interesting to share. So why don't you go first with, on the fashion side, what was a best buy this year?
Well, to be fair, I haven't really done that much shopping this year. I've been extremely busy and I haven't been very enthused by what I saw on the high street. But I have been very fortunate to work with one particular brand, Hobbs. I'm actually wearing their jumpsuit at the moment. Absolutely love it. I wore it to a party on Saturday. I felt comfortable, I felt glam, but I felt like understated, but in a stylish way. Do you, if you know what I mean, you know?
Yeah.
But the one item that I've had a massive hole in my wardrobe for a very long time was a very stylish pair of leather boots that I could walk in all day. And their Alma boots have been an absolute godsend. They are incredible, unbelievably comfortable. I always say it's a walkable heel, which means that you can spend all day. Because I, you know, I travel throughout the day. I go to several appointments during the time that I'm in London. Involves a lot of walking, but I wanted something that lifted me a bit. It just gives you that better posture, and they have probably become my go-to favorite boots. So well done, Tom.
I have to be honest, when I'm in London now, I know when we first came out of kind of COVID, everybody was in trainers and stuff like that, but I think we talked about it a little bit on the last 3-2-1. I like to be back in a heel for London.
Yes.
And I've got, I really love the knee length boot trend where it's got the small kitten heel. There's lots on the high street, various price points, various colours. I, like you, have opted for black this year. Yeah. And I've got mine on now, actually, over my faux leather trousers. I wear them over everything. I even wear them over, and I don't know if you try it. So I tried earlier this year the Garys. They are Sweaty Betty tracksuit bottoms.
Oh,
because I'm not massive on athleisure wear, but there's still a practical need to have it in the wardrobe. And my friend Lori said, you've got to get a pair of the Garys. And the name of it just kept making me laugh. But I was in Sweaty Betty's in London and I was trying them on. And what I love about them, they go straight into these knee boots. So when you're casual, and then you suddenly just need to, I don't know, quick coffee, you know, with a girlfriend or something. I can slip these knee boots on and I can turn something very practical into something very stylish.
Look, yes, absolutely. And I know those Garys. They have, I've basically been living in Sweaty Betty for the last couple of weeks.
But you've had to, haven't you, with the house?
Yeah, you know, it's the first thing you grab. It's really, really easy. They're really comfortable, but they feel stylish as well. They are my, they're probably my preferred leisure wear. I try to say that fast, 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Brand. So
now they're not on my best buy list, but just talk about them. They could have really highly ranked up. Now for me, again, a bit like you, I didn't actually buy this jacket, but I did buy, because of the love of this jacket, I then went to buy a jacket for the autumn season. So I got this jacket earlier in the year when I did a talk with Cabby. It was promoting women in business, and it was about, you know, mixing style and mixing business. So I wanted kind of that really glammed up office look. And I went with the Coco jacket, which is that boucle type style with the tweed. Now, the one thing that put me off about this jacket when I first got it was it had yellow in it. I don't know about you. I don't particularly like yellow on me.
Okay.
But having it as a thread through actually made me fall in love with it.
Yeah.
So I would say to people, if when you're looking at an item of clothing and it has got a colour in, like another one I'm not particularly keen on, I suppose, is kind of like really bright orange.
Oh, yeah.
I can wear orange, but it can take over me a bit. So again, having hints in a garment is probably a better way to go. I don't know if you find that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've slowly but surely, as autumn winters come in, my monochrome outfits have come through again, and I do love seeing the pops of red, also people who are bringing in the silver, because I was so anti-silver for so many years. And now, you know, so you can introduce the color, and it doesn't have to be totally top to toe. I have managed to resist those silver trousers.
Yeah, oh, me too. But my chrome silver bag from Mango, it's been my grab to in the last sort of 6 to 8 weeks. But what I did do for autumn winter, I bought this jacket. I loved the fit, the boxiness of the other one. The shape of those jackets really work well with me, because as you know, you've been out with me a lot, I drape more than wear my jackets. Both of these really work well with that. And this one I've been able to do a lot of pattern clash with for the office. So sometimes testing something and falling in love, it's worth trying out something very, very similar from the same brand.
Absolutely. And that Chanel-esque style cut of a jacket has been very, very in this year. I have actually I haven't actually bought myself one, but I've seen several, especially in Mango, that have been beautiful. I'm like, oh, I'm coming back for that.
It's definitely a true classic these days. I think it's now made that edit of timeless investment. So I bought one pre-love about 3 years ago, and you know, sometimes the pitfalls of pre-loved is it may not always fit you perfectly, and it was just with the tweed, there's no stretch, so it has to fit, and this one gave no stretch, so I did drape it, I wore it draped a lot, but that kind of thing of you can never actually put it on just became a no-no, so that got sold, unfortunately. But yeah, it's always a good one. Now tell me what you've rekindled from your wardrobe. Your tuxedo.
I don't
know, jacket.
Yes. I was like, wait, what? yes, the label that shall not be named, because apparently there's been massive backlash on this particular high street label, due to a very stupid and insensitive ad campaign. But actually, back in the old days, Zara were very good. And I bought a tuxedo style velvet jacket on the sale. I think, I don't even know if it cost me 20 quid at the time. And I was like, oh, I'll come back to that. And you know, it's one of those things, you don't have anything to go to, but it is a classic and it goes into your wardrobe. And every now and again, especially around this time of year, it really pays its way. And I have worn it quite a lot. In fact, I think I may have put it on my grid today. It's just one of those things you can throw on, whether it be jeans, whether it be a sparkly skirt as I wore it today. It's just a classic and it fits really nicely. The problem that I have with Zara at the moment, I'm just so put off by the excess of whatever item that they're, there's just so much excess every time you walk into another Zara, and it's just too much. It feels overwhelming. I never shop with them online because it's probably the worst online experience for me. It's not only overwhelming, it's confusing. And the imagery is ridiculous. I don't go for all that. Oh, we're going to talk.
Well, now, have you seen on TikTok, there's a bit of a trend on how Zara pose for their site. So that, you know, you can have a bit of fun with that if you're really into kind of the TikTok trends of recreating them.
Yeah, for me, I don't have time to, like, you know, tongue in cheek. If I see clothing and I see it beautifully worn with I don't mind ages really. I'm not that fussed with that, but it's worn elegantly and it's worn in a way that I can feel.
Visualize yourself wearing it. Yes.
Yeah. In beautiful locations, and you know, I am going to be more turned on to buying that and searching for it than in some weird, shapeless, completely out of the way. So unfortunately, they've not had me as a customer for a very, very long time, I'm afraid.
No, do you know something? I think the last thing I bought for them, I was with you, which was earlier this year, which was the flower corsage. Yeah. I've not shopped in Zara this year very much, partly because they've gone down this pricing route where it's either ridiculously cheap and I can't quite work out how you can make a garment at that price point, or they've gone the complete opposite where it's so overpriced for the quality. I know I can buy better quality from other high street brands. So it's put me off, because I think if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'd rather wear a more premium label from the high street.
Because it's also, it's not like it's reduced in terms of the amount. It's still in excess. So you're paying for something that potentially you're going to be bumping into somebody all the time. Yeah. I have to say one thing with them is that if you do manage to find something on the sale, it's a great thing to bring them out like a year later, because then you don't have that and they do last. I have items from them that are years, like 20 years old, and I still bring them out and be like, oh, you know, where'd you... And so that is where
that was a top tip from Marianne, who did Styling Matters with me a couple of months ago.
I remember.
Because she shops very consciously due to budget. And she said that's what she does. She buys the trend pieces, but doesn't wear them and holds them and wears them the following year. Because, you know, people will have forgotten that they've been a hit, and then she can enjoy wearing them and not bumping into people. Exactly. But she's still bought kind of a really good piece. So yes, that was good. Now, I rekindled something that kind of surprised me. I didn't think I'd wear them as much as I have. So as you know, at the start of the year, I had a big, I'm selling everything that I don't wear, and I've done a lot of pre-loves. These did go on the list to be sold or to be donated. And then at the very last minute, I think it was more because with shoes and boots, they're harder to sell. I think they were going to be donated. And just as I was going to the donation thing, I took them back out. And then I've ended up wearing them August, September, October and November. So like literally 4 months. So these are some old red boots.
Ah, yeah.
With a really nice heel. And so I wore them. You saw them when we went to that beauty place.
They're amazing.
So I've had these for about 5 years. And I think I got bored. So this is the factor with some pieces in your wardrobe. Don't let boredom make you get rid of it. Because I got bored of these. I didn't wear them for 2 winters, pretty much. And then got them back out. And they just go with everything this season. So I've worn them loads. And obviously red's quite a colour back in.
Pop of red is absolutely very in at the moment.
So tell everybody your worst offender this year that you purchased, didn't wear. Don't know why you didn't wear them. Tell us.
No, actually it's not from this year, but it is haunting me because I put them on a shelf so that every time I walk into my wardrobe, I'm like, and I have worn them. They're just not me. I probably told the story before. They are the Prada quite chunky loafers.
Yeah.
And I remember it was a Christmas lunch with my lovely friends. They left me alone for a few minutes after a couple of passion fruit margaritas. I don't drink very often. And I found myself in Prada and I went, yeah!
Well, I've been with you and I've left you alone for 5 minutes, even at Vista Village, and you brought a pair of shoes.
Those I've worn non-stop. So, but do you know what? I have worn them and I know Elise Gill, who is fabulous, by the way, to follow on Instagram, does a lot of beauty and skincare. She wears them all the time and she wears them with like little socks, and I always look at her and go, oh my God, I wish I could look that stylish. And then I go home and I try and put mine on with like a sock, and I'm just like, mm-mm. So I have worn them, but I just don't think they're my personality. And I mean, I have.
What do you think you're going to end up? What do you think you'll end up doing with them? Because obviously that's a designer brand.
I think I will be keeping them because it's a reminder to me to never drink and shop.
Well, that's true. What you need to do is get them in your office and use them as decoration.
Because
we've got a similar pair of shoes. I can see them in the corner. They're the cream kitten-heeled closed pearl shoes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And for me, they've always been a little bit too tight, but they're so decorative, and they now... I don't want to get rid of them because I actually like looking at them. Yeah. And sometimes I do wear them around the house just to make me feel better. But I couldn't go out for hours and hours wearing them.
Yes.
They'll just end up in my handbag. But They're a really decorative item in my office.
Well, you know that they are my go-to Christmas Day shoes. So especially if we are entertaining at home, and they will probably come out as well, because they're so, yeah. And I'll have like a sequin cream skirt on and a little jumper and whatever else. And you feel comfortable running around and you know, hosting, but you've got a shoe on.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Exactly. Exactly. I've just seen, hi Katie, I've just seen hello. Just join in. I'm gonna move the chat on because time's flying and we've still got so much to get through. This was my worst buy, hopefully. Can you see? It's a gold poncho, right? Mm-hmm. This was from Mint Velvet. Mm. And it was, if I remember correctly, it was about £79, okay? So it's quite a lot of money for one for one item. That, let's be honest, is not a daily item. Mm. I got caught up in the moment. I didn't buy in the moment, but I went in to buy a coat. In fact, I went to Oxford Shopping Centre to buy a pink coat, mm-hmm. and I came back home with a mint velvet cream puffer padded coat. So yeah, completely different. Do you know, the pink coat, I tried it on. It wasn't mint velvet, it was a different brand. And you know when you've seen something, you've been lusting after something, and then you actually get it on, and it was a big no-no. And you've just got to accept that. I felt quite upset in the moment, but I just had to move on from the situation. So when I was in Mint Velvet, I just saw that out the corner of my eye, and I'm a gold magnet.
Yeah.
All my accessories are typically gold. And I thought, oh, that's appealing. I could probably use that. So I purchased it a few weeks later, mm-hmm. after giving it much thought. So it was a very considered purchase, and it's not worked at all. Mm-hmm. So originally I was going to take it on holiday. In the evenings, yeah. I have to cover up a bit because I attract mosquitoes. Mm. So life lessons have been, unfortunately, I can't be very bare-skinned of an evening. I have to cover up. So I thought, fine, I can wear it, can do that. I can also wear it over bikini. You know, like at the end of the day, sometimes you get a bit like you just want to cover up a bit in your bikini.
Yes.
But I could wear it like that. That'd be very glam on the beach. It was too hot for Sicily. I took it. It's actually very, very, it's not very, very heavy, but it
looks like chainmail.
It's a very fine chainmail. It's metal. It's actually very rough. It looks so glam, right? So it was too hot for Sicily. Every time I went to put it on, I thought it was going to die. So it had to come off. So then I went to a music festival. Oh, this be it. But then at the music festival on the day, it rained. So I went with a denim jacket. So I've not worn it. I've worn it once to lunch with my mum, and I forced myself to wear it to tick that box of I've worn it. And the whole time I wore it, it was irritating me. So now I don't even think, Zan, I'm going to keep it, because I look at it and I get irritated. So it's got to go. I've got to find the perfect moment to get rid of it.
At the end of the day, if you have something that has a negative connotation, I mean, keeping in like those shoes I was telling you about have cut my feet so badly, I thought I was like crawling up Oxford Street. I'm like, I can do this. So, you know, when you have a negative connotation with something, it can actually kind of discolor wearing it. But I mean, wear a camisole and something underneath.
You have to wear a camisole. You can't not. In beach vibes, if you had a bikini on, then you could place it over. But as I say, in the heat, the chainmail, as you say, the finest, just on the glow of your skin, because you're warm, it just doesn't, the material and your flesh just don't work together. It's just been a huge risk. I've actually been on their website to see how they've styled it, and they've styled it with jeans, and that's how I wore it to lunch. But that you have to tuck the front bit in because it flaps around. I was just like, this has just been the worst purchase.
And also, I'm looking at that, there's no way I could buy that because my cats would go, hello. Oh, my knitwear. Oh my goodness. I have to take my knitwear off before I walk in the house because velvet just goes crick.
Now I have a poncho. I have a cashmere poncho that occasionally I wear in the house when it's a bit chilly and I want to warm up. But even just for wear around the house, it's just been absolutely useless. So yeah, that's got to go on the pre-loved list. So let's move on to beauty. What has been your best product this year?
Wow. Okay. I've got to say, this was the year that Future Renew Serum came into my life. It has been unbelievable. I cannot stop raving about this. I know anybody who knows me, I've taken this to my mother in South Africa, the whole range actually. I have seen it work because when I came back from New York, Mexico, I'd missed a part of my neck with sun cream, and it was really, you know, that post sun feeling drain. And I watched this bring it back to healthy normal. Skin. So this is probably my favorite, if you have to ask my top five, it would be this.
So do you use that every single day? Do you use it morning and night?
Twice a day. And with other, anything that I'm using, even the most simple, I've been using a very simplified skincare routine with, and I actually spoke about it on my Instagram. It's the Derm Solutions. This is new that they brought out. Purely because I wasn't very well at the end of November. I just didn't have the strength or the energy to do complicated. I just wanted to be able to wash my face, put on a serum, moisturize, go to bed. My skin showed, because we've got to just remember, skin is a living organ. So it shows what is going on around us and what we're going through. So if we're, you know, if we've eaten really badly, if we've had a couple of really bad late nights, if, you know, when the heating is on, the weather, it shows that. So I don't use the same skincare routine throughout the year. I adapt it according to what is going on in my life and the seasons. And so the Derm Solutions came out because I just didn't have the mental bandwidth to complicate things. And my skin felt sensitive and it felt dry and it just needed simplified TLC. But also during that, because they have got a fantastic little serum, I use this as well, because this is, it's just like that, one of those.
What is that, Tom?
So this is the Derm Solutions serum, right? Ooh, I'm trying to show it in the light there. But this is the Future Renew. So I was actually, I was doubling up on my serums. I don't know if that's allowed, but it's my skin.
But don't you think, like, central heating, you know, in the summertime, I know they say sun damage is bad, but in the summertime, I think that's when my skin's the best. Well, obviously drinking a lot more water, the back doors are open, so there's lots of fresh air in the house, and I don't know,
but you also,
as soon as the central heating goes on, it's just dire, the skin, my lips crack, and I'm constantly putting lip balm on, but central heating is definitely not great at all, is it?
So we've had really weird weather, in that one day it is so flipping cold, you're scraping ice off your windscreen. The next day it's just, it's muggy. So it's fluctuated really badly. And then of course we have been having the central heating on. And of course it's an extremely stressful time. No matter how we try to simplify everything, I think whether you put the news on, which is dire every single day, or whether you're out and about with the trains and whatever else, it's extremely stressful and it does affect us. And then as a result, our skin shows what we're feeling and whatever. And I don't know about you, but I tend to eat my feelings. So there was a lot of snacking.
We're coming on to that. But I will say about the news, you've just actually, it wasn't on my list, but I've intentionally, probably the last 3 or 4 months, watch less news. I'm one of these individuals, my husband calls me out on it all the time, I can get hooked into, especially on Sky News, where they keep repeating the news and I have it on the background, and I'll keep watching the same negative news over and over again. And really, as an individual, you only need to hear the story once, process it and park it, do whatever.
So watch before bed.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm actually trying to watch things more that are more beneficial, rather than spending time watching lots of news that, let's be honest, at the end of the day, we can do nothing about. They're all external factors that you can't change. So I don't know why I get so emotionally attached to the news. So definitely hearing you on that.
Unfortunately, Sky News is a very sensationalist. You know, it's made to be like, oh, look at what's happening.
Yeah, right, in fact, I don't think we put Sky News on at all now.
Yeah. What I was going to say to you was, I've got another two favorites quickly.
You're supposed to pick one.
This is just brand yet, because honest to God, this has been a, it's just been amazing. This is Murad. I can't, because my light is so bright. It's the Targeted ID Puffer. It's like a shot of caffeine for your eye bags.
So does it reduce?
Oh my goodness.
Just talk to me about the price, because I'm very familiar with eye puffer reduction eye creams, but they tend to be extremely expensive. Do you have...
I'm going to have to Google you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Sorry. It's just, I wanted to know how premium it was, because I've seen a lot of these depuffer eye creams, but it is, it, if people really invest in them, as in like it's part of their skincare routine, it, it can become quite costly after a while, can't
I personally would not use this every day.
Okay.
I would only use this, and keeping in mind, stuff has a shelf life. But on those days when you've had a really, really awful night's sleep, I've kind of had a couple of weeks of that, and you wake up the next morning and say, for example, you need to go on a live, or you need to actually see a client and look alive. It's a really great, you just squeeze out a little bit. There's the...
okay, so you don't you squeeze need very top, much.
Right. Into the eye area. I put it above as well. And then you've got this, like, it's very cooling. Applicator, and you rub it in, and within 10 minutes it's like hello, hi, and you feel, you know, bright eyed and bushy tailed.
Oh, that's fantastic, because sometimes you need that instant boost, don't you?
It's the only depuffer one I've ever really used, and I feel genuinely works, and I have been using this for several months now, and it is my go-to if I've had a really dodgy night. Anyway, that's
so my good one is, and I was kind of, a family friend has been using this throughout the year, and I only purchased mine, I would say September time. So it's the brand Slip. It's the Silk Pillowcase.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I did do a lot of online searching about the Silk Pillowcase, as if, you know, because it's an £89 investment, which I was a bit like, is it going to work? Is it not? And I was kind of led to believe that if you've got fine hair that frizzes overnight, you know, you want to extend not washing your hair every day, which is a problem. You know, I don't want to wash my hair every day. And so you need to extend, you know, like the blow dryers you have, or whether you do it yourself. So I thought, you know, a £90 investment's a lot, but actually if it works, it's going to be brilliant. Mm-hmm. So I've purchased one. I purchased mine through Looks Fantastic, because there's always a discount code, mm-hmm. isn't it? So I think in the end I paid about £75 for mine. And at first I was like, oh, I think it's working, I think it's not. And then because I've only bought one, obviously I have to take it off to wash it to put it back on. So we have this whole emergency thing. So then I go back to a couple of nights where I don't have it. And oh my, let's be honest, I suddenly realised just how good it is when it's then not on, to the point that I'm thinking, God, this would be good to take on holiday, because it's on holiday when you want to wash your hair less and stuff like this. So I think it's been an absolute great buy. Definitely going to buy a second one, so I don't have to do all this waiting in between. But if you're over a certain age and you get really hot at night and that, do you know what else I love about it? It's always cooling on the face. Oh, actually, that's reminding me, that's what I noticed about my face. So when I didn't have it in the mornings, I had all the lines on my face, mm-hmm. and half an hour later I still had all the lines on my face, you know, it wasn't going.
Yep.
With the Silk Pillowcase, I had none of that. None.
Yeah, it is one of the best beauty secrets,
yeah,
for great skin and hair the next day. It's really is worth the investment. I mean, there's loads out there. Top tip though, they don't wash with your normal laundry. You need to wash them like silk.
Yeah.
I've done that.
You shrunk it, did you?
No, they start to fall apart. Like the edging starts falling apart.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. No, I did do mine on wash.
You do need to wash them properly. But I think if you want to go the ultimate way for your hair, it's a brand, I've gone blank on the name now, but she does silk, like the silk head wraps.
Turbans.
Right, the turbans. And I swear to God, they are phenomenal.
Oh, really?
Phenomenal, yeah.
Because really. The Slip brand recommends, and mine did. Mine had an offer on where you got the scrunchies. Mm. My hair's not quite long enough to put up, and I watched a few YouTubes, and it said to try and get your hair on the top part of your head and then do the scrunchie. But my hair's not long enough, and I don't think personally I could sleep that well. So I know you have much longer hair. So do you actually tie yours up at night?
Try only to use scrunchies. And what I will say to you is that for the last couple of weeks, I kind of just neglected that and wore any old thing. I have lost so much hair.
Right.
And if you are lying down and your head here, this gets rubbed away and you damage that part of your hair because there's pull. You shouldn't be lying down or putting any tension on your hair whatsoever.
Yeah.
Can help it. So,
well, maybe turbans might be better because I generally can't. Mm. I don't have enough hair to tie back. Yeah. That, you know, when I've done that in the summertime when it's too hot, you just find that by morning, well, it's come out. The turban might be.
I will add afterwards in stories this particular brand, and it's a small brand as well, so you always want to try and support them.
Yeah,
they do silk pillowcases as well. They do the silk scrunchies, and they do these fabulous turbans, which, you know.
I'm laughing a little bit because my husband's going to go, what the hell are you wearing? But, you know,
it's very old school. Like, you can imagine, like, Joan Collins, like, and with a face mask and all the LED.
He hates it, even if I put a face mask on. I mean, you know, like one of those Avenoak ones or anything. And it's just, no, get away. No. You know, you smell. So, do you want to move on to your worst one?
Oh, you were with me when I bought this.
First of all, yes. You can't blame me, but you got carried away.
Oh, I did. No, so we went to a La Mer day, and even with a discount, their micellar water was £40. As you can see how much I've used, I'm not a micellar water fan. And keeping in mind, I'm a double cleanser. So, and my cleansers are like, but I can't get my head around this. And the fact that I spent £40 on it really bothers me.
Well, I think if we're truth be known, if you bought something and they were all at reduced price, we got a really nice kit to go with it. And their eye cream, which if you bought at full price, would have been a lot of money. And we got some thing, which I loved it. But I bought the lip balm, and when I saw that on your list, I thought I could say the same about the lip balm, to be honest. And I think it's worse. I don't know if I watched it or read it, that brands put in mint in lip balm to make it feel like it's active and doing something. And after reading or listening to that, the La Mer one, that is what they've got in there. They've got mint. Mm. It's spearmint. They write it on the back, and it has that tanniness. It's true. I thought it was doing something, but yeah, it was in one of these beauty insider pieces of it does nothing. It's just to make you feel better. So yeah, that's put me off a bit as well. Now my beauty one. Just trying to find a minute. Oh yes, I've got it here. It's actually OPI. I gave you the wrong brand. So I normally have gels when it comes to nail varnish, but in between, as you know, you have to give them a break. My brand of choice is Rimmel London 60 seconds. Okay. Cause that's all the time I have. I hate the drying process. Those bottles cost about £3.99. Now, whilst it's a great brand, I'm going to be honest, they have a very limited color range, particularly when you want nudes, when you want that kind of more monochrome vibe. If you want a red or a pink or an orange, eat your heart out, they've got loads. But on the nude spectrum, they're very boring, that brand. So this is the Bubble Bath, and this was hosted back in March, April, both with British Vogue and Sheer Luxe, and I think even the Times, the Style Times, all voted this as one of the best products for the summer for nails, and it was the particular colour Bubble Bath. So I bought it. This was nearly £15, so three times the amount I would typically spend. It didn't dry. Now, it didn't dry for like 10 minutes. It didn't dry for like half an hour. An hour later, it still hadn't set. And I thought, there's something wrong with this product. I went to Google. There is forum after forum about how this product, not the particular color, but the actual product, doesn't set, doesn't dry.
Yep.
So I've never been able to use it. I actually don't even know what to do with this. You know, so it's, I feel completely ripped off. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I can't even believe they sell a product that doesn't really dry.
Yeah, I've got to be honest with you. I stopped using OPI many years ago for that exact reason, because I'm too fidgety. And so that's why the Rimmel is amazing. And they used to have a color that looked like the ballet slippers of the...
Yes. They don't do it anymore.
Yeah, they discontinued it. It was everywhere. But this particular one, and there's a couple of others as well, they're fancier, but also, and after you've used them, I find my nails are very dry.
Right.
But it's all... waiting. I don't have time for that. I mean, I guess it might be a great idea if you're putting the LED mask on and you're just lying there. But even then, it's not fully dry. It's not touch dry.
No, and so I took it off and then put it back on in extreme thin layers. I thought, okay, this one you've got to layer up. Mm. Gonna have to take extra time, build it. And the first layer dries, but it's layer two, layer three, they just don't set. Mm. Even on top of the I've tried it, doesn't set, bad buy. Don't spend £15 on a nail varnish is what I'm gonna say. Nope. Just get gels. Makes life so much easier and that. So let's move on. We've got about 10 minutes left. Let's move on to some of the goals that we set in 2023. What worked, what didn't work. So let's talk about yours then. What did you do what did you say you were going to do that you actually implemented?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a weird one. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride. So for a lot of it, I obviously wanted to change my way of eating. I've become, especially since lockdown life, really reliant on snacking. And it showed, you know. And I knew it was having an effect mood-wise. So for me, it was about stabilizing that and becoming a little bit more consistent in terms of my eating habits and everything. Now, you know, all good and well, July hit, and if everyone knows, that just sent me kind of crazy because of family issues. And I snacked more than I'd ever snacked in my life before. And it actually got to a point where I'd be making meals for the family and I would have snacked already. And I would go to bed with a biscuit and a cup of tea or something. It was really out of control. Anyway, I became quite ill about a month and a half ago and instantly came away from that and went, the time is now. Have completely stopped snacking, have introduced a proper portion of protein and in the morning. So I have my boiled eggs with the boys. I've got Quinlan putting on his and then mine as well. It's fantastic. And going to bed with that as well. The cravings have stopped.
Yeah.
I have obviously lost weight, which wasn't the aim.
No.
The aim was to return the energy levels that were missing and to stabilize like my moods and to feel calmer. It has been a revelation.
Yeah.
It truly has. I so wish I had done it initially, but sometimes you can't take a horse to water and make a drink. You need something quite dramatic to happen. And this has truly changed. I'm so grateful that I'm ending 2023 with that mindset and with that, like, you can actually see the differences from before and after. And it's I cannot recommend it enough, you know, because if you stop the snacking,
yeah,
and you increase the, it really does. And I'm starting to shift the headaches, which have beset me for years, which is huge.
Well, yeah exactly. I mean, sugar is addictive. There's no other way
you can buy
to get around it. And they're quite, you know, you think you're being healthy when you're picking up a healthy bar, but you've still got to look at the sugar levels. And I'm with you. That was probably one of the things I got taught by my personal instructor a few years back, was protein is everything. And you're actually better off sometimes eating a protein bar with peanut butter and stuff in than some other more, you know, less, you know, the healthy bars where they promote that they're being healthy and they genuinely truly not. One tip I'll give you, Zan, that I do, because I make the girls in the office laugh with this one particularly. I carry sometimes boiled eggs in my handbag and they're in cling film and I can eat them on the go. And that's my morning snack app when I'm in corporate world. I have two breakfasts. I have one at like 5:30, 5:45, and then I have my second breakfast around 9 a.m. and it's always like a hot drink with my two boiled eggs to get me to lunchtime so I don't snack. Now for me, my 2023, I ended 2022 really disappointed with myself, because reflecting back on the year, that previous year, I hadn't read one book totally. And I've always been a big reader as a child and as a young adult, but I seem to have hit this stage in my life where I don't read books, and I've got no excuse. Well, I do have excuse. I don't generally sit and read. That just doesn't happen in my week, but I do commute a lot, and during that time I do listen to a lot of podcasts. So what I did this year, and I'm quite chuffing myself, I have swapped the physical book, which I still do on holidays. I like that holiday. I'm not a Kindle person, but I don't want to be on anything digital when I'm on holiday or my sun lounger. I want a nice paperback book where you're covered in sun cream and the corners are all turned, and then you can leave it in. I always do this. I don't fly back with it usually. I leave it in their library for the next guest, or, you know, anybody that I've seen that might enjoy it. But I've gone to audiobook, and I've actually read so much, and I've actually broadened what I would typically read. And I thought for this I would share three that I did read. The first one, and I was obviously, it was all controversial, and I think we all kind of needed to know what was in it because it was talked about so much, was the Prince Harry book. And I never physically saw it. I downloaded the audio the minute it was released, and so did my hubby, and we were kind of playing sort of tennis of where are you at with it as the week was going on, as we were reading it. When I saw the physical book, I would never have got through that. It was so thick and chunky. I was like, I'd have given up after the third chapter. Mm. And in fact, some people who have read it or read the physical book said, I never actually finished it because it was so long. And I was like, go to the audio. The other one, do you remember, obviously earlier this year, you introduced me to Lorraine Candy?
Yes.
Yeah, I went to that event because you got me an invitation there, and I met Lorraine in person. I'm so blown away with some of the stuff she said. She had just released her book, hadn't she, which is What's Wrong With Me. And for those of you who don't know Lorraine Candy, she's all about menopausal women and symptoms and how to get help. And just the intro on that before buying it, I thought, this is going to tick a lot of boxes for me. So I read it. I listened to her. I actually listened to her whilst I was ironing. She was so good on the audio. Really, you could hear it coming from the heart. She touched on a lot of subject points that a lot of the menopause stuff doesn't. And so I really related. So if that's where you are at your time in life, to anyone who's listening in, highly recommend that. And I actually recommend the audio. I like the audio where they read it, not somebody else.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it makes you sure. And the last one is Steve Bartlett, The Diary of a CEO, which I didn't think I was going to enjoy. I would say it was about a 6 out of 10. Oh. I think it's really designed for people who really want to live their best life every single minute of every single day for every single week. I got a bit overwhelmed with it, if I'm truly honest. But it was, if you just take a few nuggets, it's got a good few nuggets. But there's no way any individual could implement all of that stuff. It's not possible. Yes. I wouldn't believe it if they told me.
To be fair, I feel that that actually adds additional strength, stress to your life. You're like, oh my God, I have to journal now and I have to do this. It's like, hang on, we're just humans. We've got other stuff going on.
Yeah.
So yes, I've kind of pushed back from all of that, that kind of self-help, you know, do this, do that. And I personally, I've always loved a self-help guru, but old school, like Stephen Covey and people like that. I think that the new wave, it's almost introducing too much into a day that is already almost unraveling because our lives are just so excessively busy. So,
yeah. I have to say the last couple of months, I've actually stripped out certain routines that I just don't think I had benefit. Yeah. I think the one thing I've done more, I've got more sleep. I've just prioritized sleep.
It's a pillar of health.
Yeah.
Good. It is a pillar of health. So very, very important.
So the goal that we didn't achieve, ours are actually the same. We got so join my club. So I'll let you lead first and then I'll chip in with a few bits of why it didn't work for me.
Much to my husband's dismay, I am still hoping to go to the gym. No, but it's not just the gym. I mean, I'm really active. You know, when they do my heart rate and they actually ask me, you know, are you a marathon runner because you've got such, and it bothers him because I'm not athletic and I'm not a daily gym person or whatever else. But that can actually be bad because you need, and especially as women in our 40s going through perimenopause and going up to menopause, you absolutely need to be doing weightlifting. Not weightlifting, but you need to be doing the weights because it's for our bone mass and it's for our agility. And so basically, a walk every day, no matter what the weather. That's why I think dog walkers are actually healthier than cat owners.
We've had conversation, yes, haven't we?
Because you don't want to go outside, do you? but if you take even a half an hour walk and you fill your lungs and get the little bit of stress out of you and you get your heart rate going up and down a hill if you have to, and also you lift those weights, whether it be 3 or 4 times a week, and you just, you know, get that going, you're going to be happier and healthier for longer. It is, to me, having seen what I've seen in the last 6 months, it is about having mobility as I grow older, and it is absolutely vital. So that's what I regret not doing more of and being consistent with this year, and I most certainly will be in 2024.
Yeah, so well, you know that a few years back I went on a weight loss. I lost 3 stone in 9 months, and part of that was introducing weight-bearing exercise. That was really the game changer for me. Now, I haven't put all that weight back on. I've been very good with being consistent on food, on protein and calories and all of that lot. But I did drop the weight-bearing exercise, and that's been on my to-do list all year. And done, I've got no excuse, because when I set out my original goals to get healthier a few years back, because I wasn't healthy, the prime objective was, I don't want to leave my house. We've got to find solutions where I can drop everything, do some exercise, and then get back to whatever it is I want to do, because I get bored very easily. Mm-hmm. I won't turn up to a gym. In fact, I'm probably the only person in the country that's paid over a ridiculous amount of money for two entries into a swimming pool. The second one, I didn't even swim. I got in. Sod this, I'm getting back out.
You are.
I get bored. There is no other way to describe it. And I do not, there is nothing in me, and this is what I used to say to my PT, there is nothing in me where everyone gives themselves a high five at the end of a session. I'm not that person. To me, it's just like, get me through this the quickest way possible so I can get back to the life that I like.
Yeah.
So for me, it's been really disappointing that I've not been able to introduce my weight bearing exercises. And I think, like you said, you've just got to prioritize it. And I'm hoping that in the next 2 to 3 weeks, that mentality is going to kick in, because I've already started to do some good stuff. And I do walk. I'm a dog walker. Come what may. I was out in the rain this morning. It was miserable. It was pitch black. I've got a duvet coat, but that still doesn't help when you really want to be at home. I think on the whole, I get about 8,000 steps in average a day. I don't always make that 10. At weekends, I can get up to 20,000, but I don't get that consistency. So I want to potentially to be a bit more consistent. But for me, it comes back to your point about the longevity of mobility. And for us women, we've got to lift some weights for the bone mass.
And it does help mood wise and everything. So it is, like you say, if you can do it first thing in the morning and you just get it out of the way, and then you can forget about it. And it takes a fortnight to set a good or even a bad habit.
Yeah, if you do it first thing in the morning, but I found with me that was torture.
Really?
Because Davina McCall gives that as get up, do it, get it out of the way, it's done. Whereas I feel as an individual, I'm like, this is torture. Forget it. I'd rather die early, is my view. my window is between sort of 5 and 6 PM, that end of the working day, before you start cooking and have your evening. That's my window,
right,
where you can motivate me.
Thing is, if I leave it, I won't get to it. Because something will come up.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Probably a cat nap. That'll come up. Oh my, rest is important. So, you know, so there are. I mean, I live with a man that is just so exercise orientated and health orientated. And he is brilliant at motivating. And yet I'm still like,
I can sit and watch people exercise. I'm quite comfortable sitting to watch people exercise.
Oh, yeah.
It's the doing it. The one thing that I might have to introduce, and Zara, maybe you could be my buddy here. Mm. The one technique that really worked for me is having an accountability person. Somebody I had to say my weight to, what exercise I'd done, everything that week. It wasn't a daily thing. It was every week I had to show up, and it was on WhatsApp. And I had to give all my stats and everything and what I'd done and whether I'd been good or whether I'd not. And so maybe that's something that I have to go back to more for, not weight loss, but as you say, that kind of healthier look on hitting some goals. So don't do a highlights next year and we're still in the same place.
No, we're staying accountable. In fact, we'll have to do it on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Maybe
we should just do it on 3, 2, 1. We'll have an accountability where we have to actually share out what we've done.
Anybody who wants to join us can join in and go, yeah, we did it. We did it this week. And it's like baby steps, like a little bit per day builds up, and it's just being consistent. I mean, I've been consistently inconsistent this year, which is something I'm really trying to break. So here's to looking forward to this time next year where I can say I've been consistent.
Yeah, so we got about 2 minutes. Why don't you give maybe one thing that you're going to try and do next year?
Oh, well,
and then I'll do mine.
Well, just this is it.
Like consistently, consistently consistent.
Yes,
we're going to swap
from exercise to food. That's me.
Yeah. Me, I'm going back to decluttering.
Oh,
I did it for the first 3 months, stopped, never restarted. So probably won't be a full year project, but my declutter project is going to be back in motion. And that's not just clothes, that's everything in the house. If it doesn't fit, it's out.
Yeah.
If it's not being used. So anyway, that just leads us to say thank you for joining 3, 2, 1 this year. We've enjoyed it. We love meeting up every month on here, talking fashion, beauty, lifestyle, and just kind of, let's be honest, we just tell the real story. So we wish you all a Merry Christmas and
very happy.
We'll be back in the new year.
Healthy
and happy.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Thank you for joining us.
See you later.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com, and don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.